Okay. Wow, I can't. That is such a novice mistake I made. So for the recording, just to recap, so that way I can post it later online, the American Revolution to the Suffolk resolves with the Townshend Act, 1764, as an entire year with legislation, into the American Revolution, into anti-Federalist and Federalist debates, into Democratic Republicans and Federalists and Hamiltonian and Jeffersonian school of thoughts. And then we skipped over the Civil War and the Mexican-American War, because those are simple and we want to talk about the not so well-known at times. And let's see, we talked about the Grant administration, which is considered highly corrupt, with the Credit Mobiler scandal with the United Pacific Railroad Company, and the Whiskey Ring scandal from a Mississippi John McDonald, the kingpin, and avoiding paying taxes via bribing, and how that shows a distrust in state and local government. And now we're on TR with the bully pulpit. Now it's used to fight Standard Oil. Okay, I think that minute and a half long recap was pretty much the gist. Sorry for any live listeners. That was a novice mistake, but trying to make up for it. All right, so Theodore Roosevelt against Standard. Yeah, journalists are lurking in the corridors to be like, hey, are you voting for TR's bill? If you're not, why are you accepting the bribes of Standard Oil? They're wholly unpopular. Have you not read Ida Tarbell's History of Standard Oil? To which the senators have to respond if they want to keep their seat. No. I was the first to vote yes. And then all of them say it at the same time in unison, because they don't want to be seen as chumps, I guess. And we're going to fast forward a little bit to Warren G. Harding and the Teapot Dome. Wowee! Now, this is Warren G. Harding. No one really knows because he dies in his presidency. But he is the first president women get to have a say in. And they vote for Warren G. Harding, Republican, if you can believe it or not, because no one likes the Democrats after Wilson. He put us into a war and is very un-American. And the Teapot Dome is a scandal that happens under Warren G. Harding, where the government is like, hey, big oil, we're going to give you a lot of great opportunities, just you, if you fork over some cash. And they say, yeah, sure. And also, these are members of Warren G's cabinet, or Harding's cabinet. And they're like, whoa, we can bribe the president's cabinet and maybe, and maybe possibly the president himself, and maybe this is going to be a little bit conspiratorial, but that's the fun part of history, is the conspiracies. And we're going to bribe maybe possibly the president. And maybe possibly the president is going to kick the bucket. And maybe possibly his wife is in on it. And maybe possibly it's not our fault. Don't look at us. It wasn't us. You have no proof. And Warren G. Harding, just another president with scandals of corruption. And that's kind of par for the course for about that time. Yeah. And it ends with Warren G. Harding maybe possibly being poisoned. Not really, but maybe. I think he had a heart attack. But if you ever ask if the American government did it, just know the answer is no. And if it's yes, you can't do anything about it, because they say so. And we're going to skip about 50 years into the Nixon era. Wow. I wonder what distrust in government Nixon could have brought. In which case, if you ask that, Modern distrust in the government can be pointed straight to Nixon. And specifically, we're going to look at the 1973 U.S. versus New York Times, where the Pentagon Papers are leaked. That's not good, because those show that the U.S. is in North Vietnam using the Marines in an increased amount that the American people were not told about, were not informed about, and this is also really bad, because Vietnam is very unpopular in America, the war itself. And there's just a whole lot, like, Nixon, oh my god, Nixon is so racist. The war on drugs, which if you don't believe in the war on drugs and the racism, whatever. However, there is an undeniable thought or fact that the Nixon administration sent in an increased number of African-American males because, what was his name? Starts with an M. It's kind of like Mahogany, kind of like it, not exactly, who talks about the emasculation of African-American men. And he says, like, this is what his writing is, and it's very unpopular in his time even. He's like, because they don't have fathers, they have become emasculated because women are leading the household. Wow. Okay. That's crazy. And Nixon's response is to send an increased number of African-American men to regain their manlyhood. Rah. Because manliness is such a big thing during those times. I still blame FDR for that. And the U.S. government sends in a lot of African-American men, and they die. And also there's the war on drugs, which, not a theory about what the U.S. government was doing. What was his name? Gary Webster, yeah, because he has a similar name to the dictionary. Gary Webster proved that the U.S. government was putting illicit substances into predominantly black neighborhoods, and then using the money to fund a guerrilla war against communism in Nicaragua. And mysteriously, Gary Webster is found dead. Self-inflicted, apparently. Chewed to the back of the head. I don't know. I guess one wasn't enough for him, so he got up and did it again. But that's dark, and we're not going to talk about that on radio. And it's also time to do our radio ID. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas, and this is Revolution with and Revelations. You're your host, Landon Queen, and we are talking about distrust by American citizens of the U.S. government. And right now we are in the Nixon era, talking about the Pentagon Papers and the Vietnam War and how much we hate Nixon. Everyone should hate Nixon. And I know he formed the EPA, but I can't forgive him. And to get back into the Pentagon Papers rather than that, because at the time of writing this, I didn't know that. And my God, there's no reason, because I want to say Nixon and Reagan are like the darling angels of the Republican Party. And if those are your darling angels, those are not good. They are not good men at all. Yeah, so they really try to bring back slavery into a new sense with the prison industrial complex and the war on drugs. And if you can't put them in jail, you send them to war and you have them killed off. And the problem with the Vietnam War and the increased presence of Marines in North Vietnam gets leaked in the Pentagon Papers by the New York Times. And the U.S. government is like, hey, you guys can't do that. Stop publishing that. We don't like that. And it's also a threat to national security. So, according to Schneck versus United States, you're done. And New York Times, no, we're not doing that. You're corrupt. You suck. Boo Nixon. LBJ for 3 terms. And the SCOTUS is like, yes, on all but the LBJ part. We don't like that. And the New York Times wins, which is a massive W for the First Amendment and for journalists, and that they can't restrict what the press says because the classified documents of the Pentagon Papers didn't meet the necessary criteria of a prior restraint. And it also isn't that much of a threat to national security. Like, dude, you're already... It happened. It's done. You guys did this. Own up to it. And let's see. What else is there? What else did Nixon do in his presidency that would cause a massive distrust in government? I can't think of it. Maybe... Man, I should have really turned back to my favorite movie of Forrest Gump, where he's just staying at the Watergate Hotel and there's just some men in a flashlight with flashlights going around the office. And I don't know, maybe that would help me, you know, remember what it is I'm forgetting about Nixon. Oh, yeah, the Watergate scandal. Yeah, no. The Republican president spying on Democrats. The Cold War. It's just a bunch of spying. It's so boring. You can only read about so many spies and not get bored. Oh, Ian Fleming, eat your heart out. You couldn't. You wouldn't dare. With the level of Watergate. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. There's definitely more corruption from Nixon. Onward, we can talk about Reagan's past, but that one doesn't matter because he was a union head for the Actors Guild. And we already talked about that. We definitely talked about some of this stuff before, but there's like 10 minutes and there's still another bullet point. I didn't think we could do it because we spent 30 minutes on the American Revolution section, but that was really just because I was yapping about the American Revolution. So who knows? So today, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. So there is no aristocracy in the U.S. There is no nobility that the U.S. can give because we are a republic. We are not a monarchy. We are not just some duchy. We are... a republic of representatives of people, not of nobles. And no person holding office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, except of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. No present without the consent of Congress. So the Qatar plane, right? Yeah, the Qatar plane. That the $400 million jet that went to the U.S. military. Why, thank you for donating a plane. Tell me, did that go to Air Force? You know, the Air Force One that the president uses? Are you telling me that we're just going to round... We're going to go around it, saying it's actually for the Air Force. And it's definitely not going to become his personal jet while in office, and maybe possibly ever. Because gifts to the president are weird in the sense that, yes, the president accepts them because it's the courteous thing to do. And... I would say it's the right thing to do to keep sort of modern peace. It's a tribute. Like ancient China had tributes given to them by smaller states who wanted their favor and trade and protection. You can still see remnants of that today. And I want to say with South Korea gave him a crown. I'm not too familiar with Eastern history as well as I am with Western, so don't quote me on that one. But yeah. Ooh, still tired. Still tired. SpongeBob. And yeah, we accepted the guitar playing. Meanwhile, people like Jimmy Carter, who still I have mixed feelings about Carter. Because, he did good. He did bad. He's human. We all have that about us. And with Carter, what happened was he donates his gifts to his library. Like, his public library. So, he's not accepting gifts for himself and his personal usage. He's accepting gifts that will be appreciated by the public and his constituency in his library. And even today, Arkansans can go down to the Clinton Library. The Clinton Library, you can see that. You can see gifts from, I think Indonesia gave him, like, a handmade ship. Like a small boat sort of deal that's on display in the Clinton Museum. There's a whole lot of gifts from foreign nations. It's on the second floor of the museum, yeah. Or, like, third, I think, the way the museum's set up. It's weird for me to remember, but it's like the third floor above his administration. You just gotta visit it to figure it out. And it's behind a whole glass wall. And what it shows is that, you know, you can get around it. You can get around Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. And the thing is, you just can't have it for personal use. Now, I would say that this guitar playing is for personal use. Because if the president's going to use it, then sure, you can argue it's for the use of the military. But it's for his personal use and is in a direct violation of the Constitution. And besides, the president can't accept gifts like that. Congress has to be like, yeah, no, you can have the gift. And then it'd be like, yay, I can have my gifts. Yay. And yeah. And the public owning a gift is far different than a president owning a gift. And let's actually try to find out the crown that he was given. Dynasty crown. Crown Trump. Okay. Is it from the Silla dynasty? Silio dynasty? But it's last king surrounded by a new king of fun. Okay, you know what? We're going to be... What crown was Trump given? Replica. Oh, yes. The replica, not the original, of... Tomb of... Okay, well, they're not giving me the name. The AI overview has a name, so... Silla Kingdom Golden Crown. And apparently it's got a history. In which... The king fell. Yeah. Sorry, wow, that was... I didn't want to read some of that off of a Reddit post. That was terrible to read. And yeah, so there's a distressing government. To get into just some of the old ones, that I just kind of glossed over since we got about 5 minutes. The Mexican-American War, that one was with Lincoln being like, hey guys, let's investigate Polk low-key though, because Polk is high-key not a good man. Definitely an imperialist. And what Polk did was he sends in American troops. The Mexican government doesn't like that. There's bloodshed, and Polk uses this to justify war. So he's quite literally playing with people's lives here. And some people were like, hey, this is increasingly obvious that you're trying to start a war with Mexico, because Texas is technically its own country right now, because they're independent, I guess, from Mexico. Texas is its own thing. Texan history is long and convoluted and annoying, as an Arkansan who had to learn that in high school. So yeah, and boo, learning other states' histories instead of my own. Yeah, Texas is... I'm trailing on here. I'm very tired. So I think that I should just call it a day and go to sleep. And hit a little shimmy, me, 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 me. And go to Schmortal. Yeah, do that. And yeah, we're just going to be like, yep, nope. American government, it's corrupt. Has always been this way. We can change it if we want. Just takes a little bit longer than an election cycle takes. And remember, big business owns our votes. Nothing has changed in over 100 years. One thing that has changed is the seats. But both parties are, of course, at fault for doing it. And that is part of a two-party system, in which case I might be straightforward and say a two-party system is really bad, and both parties are actually quite totalitarian and un-American in that way, if they had all the power that they wanted. This is not a one side is better than the other and slightly less evil. No, this is, they are both evil, they're both bad. It's not about a lesser of two evils. Don't do that. It's stupid, first of all, to say you gotta choose the lesser of two evils. You're voting for your representation. Don't do that. This is quite literally your livelihood we're talking about. It shouldn't have to be the lesser of two evils. Corporations will always keep a good man down. Remember, it is harder for those at the bottom of the pyramid in the socioeconomic ladder to punch upward than it is from the top to punch downward. Because in this pyramid, gravity is very abundant and artificial, because socioeconomics is not natural. Neither is inequality. But they don't tell us that. They're going to keep it the same. And they're going to perpetuate it, because that is what keeps people in office in politics. And with that, hey, wow. I really was able to fill up the time. Time just passes when you're a hateful little guy like I am. Wow. It's crazy. Truly, truly crazy. So yeah. And it's now 2:00. And this has been Revolution and Revelations with your host, Landon Queen, here at KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. Have a good day.